February 1, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Call of God. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Paul states here that the call of God is to preach the gospel. But remember what Paul means by the gospel, viz., the reality of redemption in our Lord Jesus Christ. We are apt to make sanctification the end-all of our preaching. Paul alludes to personal experience by way of illustration, never as the end of the matter. We are nowhere commissioned to preach salvation or sanctification. We are commissioned to lift up Jesus Christ. It is a travesty, John 12:32. It is a travesty to say that Jesus Christ travailed in redemption to make me a saint. Jesus Christ travailed in redemption to redeem the whole world and place it unimpaired and rehabilitated before the throne of God. The fact that redemption can be experienced by us is an illustration of the power of the reality of redemption. But that is not the end of redemption. If God were human, how sick to the heart and weary he would be of the constant requests we make for our salvation, for our sanctification. We tax his energies from morning till night for things for ourselves, something for me to be delivered from. When we touch the bedrock of the reality of the gospel of God, we shall never bother God any further with little personal plaints. The one passion of Paul's life was to proclaim the gospel of God. He welcomed heartbreaks, disillusionments, tribulation, for one reason only, because these things kept him in unmoved devotion to the gospel of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. Truly, to preach the gospel of God, that is to speak the word of redemption. It is to speak the word into the hearts and lives of people, and that word being God, and God is love. God wants every human being to be redeemed and reestablished in the perfect place in which man was created in the garden. Unfortunately, in much of our work and in much of our prayer, we get caught up in asking God to do things for us that he has either already done or that he has absolutely no intention of ever doing for us. Often we are asking him to remove the difficulties and troubles from our life, or we're asking him to bless us financially or in some other way, and we misinterpret and misunderstand the entire point of God and our relationship to him. God wants us to touch him in a personal way, and God wants to touch us in a very personal way. God is not interested in the little things in terms of removing the struggles from our life. As a matter of fact, we are praying oftentimes against God when we pray that way, because God has brought those specific difficulties or trials or tribulations into our lives for the specific purpose of restoring us to an awareness and a devotion to him that is unaltered and unchanged by any circumstance in our life.